We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Tet in the Zeligman edition. We're up to the fifth chapter. We're doing the laws of kindness of accompanying a funeral or visiting those that are in mourning. And the Chafetz Chaim had said that we all have a responsibility to take care or help facilitate the burial of someone who passes away within a community. He says, I don't understand. There are places that are not careful in this. Want to pass to me on? People aren't careful to really accompany the deceased. But the second they've walked a drop, everyone goes back home, and suddenly the funeral is a very poor funeral. No one really comes along.
And
this is what very often happens. When the body is taken to the actual burial, it's taken alone with very few people who walk all the way to the grave. And there are so few, they don't even have 10 people there to say Kaddish, or the special blessing which is said when the mourners come back from the grave. He says, undoubtedly, it's the responsibility of everyone in the city to ensure there's at least 10 people there till after the burial. And even though sometimes it's great work, sometimes it's a winter. I remember we had more than once, we had funerals of our students, and it was rainy as anything. I'll tell you an interesting story. We had a student who used to commute to a university where he was doing research. He was a scientist, a PhD in genetics, and he was working with a top professor there on different research in genetics, and he used to come to our Friday class. And then I met him one day during the week, and he seemed ill to me, and I asked him what's going on. He said he had a flu. And that Friday he didn't show up. So I figured, okay, I guess he wasn't feeling well. Fine. A few days later, I asked the guys, did anyone see him? No one saw him. So it was a night, it used to be like Tuesday, Wednesday nights, I was teaching here also. Suddenly dawned on me, hey, wait a second, no one heard from this guy. So I said, wait, we can't continue class. Let's call him and make sure he's okay. We stopped class, we called, no answer. I said, we're not learning. Tonight we're going to fulfill what we've learned all along. We're stopping class and we're going to check he's okay. So we stopped class and no one knew exactly where he lived. Everyone knew approximately where he lived. Everyone saw after davening which direction he went in. So that night we searched for him. And at 11 o'clock we didn't find him. And at 12 o'clock we didn't find him. And at 1 o'clock we didn't find him. And at about 2:30 in the morning, we called off the search. We called in the police. And at 4:30, we continued searching. And to make a long story short, at about 10:30 the next morning, we found him dead in his bed. He had passed away. So then there was a long procession to get authorization to bury him. No one knew where his parents were. He was a ger, made aliyah. So that took a long time. And finally, when we got authorization, it was Tanis Esther. So everyone was after a fast. It was raining cats and dogs. And all the people in the university, all the faculty he had worked with, had told me initially when we discovered he had passed away, they said, make sure to keep us informed when the funeral is and what's going on. So fine, we finally get approval to bury him. And I let everyone know. I spent the time calling, making sure everyone knew, sending emails. So you should get proper final respect. Comes the funeral. Every guy from the English department, and they were all after a fast. And it was raining. And we don't have cars. And we all walked out there, got drenched to the bone, and every guy went out to the funeral. And at the funeral, I was debating with myself, should we honor someone from the faculty to say something? And much to my charging, there wasn't a single representative there. No one came. Not one. It was a real eye-opener to me. How we, you know, we were all after a fast. These were people who all drive cars, and none of us had cars. We all walked in the mud, went and buried our friend, and every one of us didn't think twice. It was obvious to everyone. We were all there and we did it. And that's this halacha. That's what Chafetz Chaim says. That it doesn't matter if it's the winter. It doesn't matter if you have to walk far away from the city. There has to be a responsibility taken that one of the city who passes away, the city feels a responsibility to take him and bury him. That was one of the times I started having more appreciation for the system of chesed we have. Very often we think, why does it have to be in a system? You know, we're all good people. We should work on being good people, and then it'll play itself out. And then I saw it doesn't work that way, because then there are many inconveniences.
Yeah. See
the guy? No. So he says, if there's no other way to do it, tzir shi'ez elefia goral. So at least draw lots, but make sure that it's taken care of. And he says, this is all the respect that's owed to someone, even if he didn't learn, he never learned Torah, he never learned Mishnah, just because he's a human being. And he says, how much more so do we owe respect in our days, where there hardly is a Jew who hasn't learned something in Torah or Mishnah, as we see clearly in the Codex. Certainly we should be very careful with this. Take a look at the footnote where the Chafetz Chaim is going to expand on this concept.